brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is the Alex Jones Show. I am Sean Siegel, the host of The Vaccine Myth and Issue of Trust, which is indeed on Logos Radio Network from 2 to 4 p.m. That's at logosradionetwork.com every Sunday, Central Daylight Time. I'm here with Marcy. Marcy, you still with us? Marcy Terry should be here with me. I'm not quite sure why she isn't. But hopefully she will be joining us back here in just a few minutes.
I'm here, Sean. Can you see me or hear me?
Oh, dynamite. Yeah, I can hear you at the moment. Okay. I can't see
all
you.
All right, I'm here.
Okay, I would like you to continue. We never got really into the story of Vax Truth and the billboards that were the result of parents, indeed, who were in greater and greater numbers experiencing damage to their children by vaccines, which led you to your billboard campaign. Now, would you get into that?
Yes. Well, what I was saying is in August of 2011, so a little bit more than a year and a half ago, they were gearing up for the beginning of the school year, as they do every year, and the newspaper ran an article on the front page that was entitled Sticking to the Shots. Or no, sticking to the schedule, I'm sorry. And what it stated was what newspapers across the country and major news outlets, television outlets and that kind of thing, say every year your child cannot go to school if they are not fully vaccinated according to the CDC schedule, period. That's not true. In 48 states, parents are entitled to religious exemptions from vaccinations, and in about 20 to 25 states, I'm not exactly sure how many it is at this moment, there are also philosophical exemptions.
Right.
The only two states in the United States that do not provide for religious exemptions are Mississippi and West Virginia. So living in Indiana, I know that we have religious exemptions from vaccines, and both of my daughters have religious exemptions. I was slow to wake up. My daughter almost died as a result of my slow learning curve.
And that's a great sign we're looking at right now. No shots, no school, not true.
Well, what happened was I tried to get the newspaper to print a retraction or to at least do a follow-up story, letting parents know that they don't have to race out and get their kids vaccinated, you know, in such a rush because they have to go to school. I mean, parents, there are a lot of single-parent families. There are a lot of families who are, they don't have the option to stay home and homeschool. They have to work, and their kids have to go to school. And so when the newspaper puts something out that says, you know, your kids can't go to school unless they're fully vaccinated, parents go in droves to the health department, and they get their kids vaccinated and then don't look into it. They're not making informed decisions. And putting it out there like that is coercion. It's like holding a gun to your head and saying you have to vaccinate or else, and that's just not right. So
it's a misrepresentation of the law. By the very people whom your tax dollars are supporting, which is it should be criminal in itself. They're giving you half the law. They're not telling you that what they first say actually is countered by the rest of the law. They don't tell you about the religious exemption, and indeed in 20 or 25 of the states, including Texas, the philosophical exemption as well. And
right.
It's insidious that parents, because I indeed some of the billboards up here, you've seen the one that says no shots, no school, not true. Vaccines can damage. I put that up here in Austin last year, and it was covered by KI News that night. It was very well covered. But
right.
What in the world are we doing? What are we doing? We're parents. Have to do the job of the government, okay? It's shameful, is what it is, and it's the story of the trust. That's why we call the show The Vaccine Myth and Issue of Trust. You cannot trust the CDC. You cannot trust all those powers that be that are giving you the misinformation, disinformation, and suppressing a lot of information. This is Infowars.com. We'll be back after a short break.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe even putting things off. But the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, welcome back to the Overdrive Hour on InfoWars.com. I am Sean Siegel. I'm the host of The Vaccine Myth and Issue of Trust. It's a weekly radio internet show, and you can access our archives by going to YouTube and looking up The Vaccine Myth channel. And you'll see all of our individual audio interviews, such as with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, many more, nutritional pharmacist, Ben Fuchs. All of these folks, of course, you've seen and heard on Alex's show. Marcy, you were talking about the billboards, and how many billboards now have there been around the country?
Well, I was counting the other day. I think we have 12 or 13 billboards that we have put up. We've got another one going up that will go up this month in Logansport, Indiana. We started out in Evansville. We had two billboards in Evansville that ran for 9 days in August of 2011. And then there was the billboard in Austin that you had that you spearheaded for us. Then there was a billboard that was in Colorado, and then with a billboard in Texas, and again in Austin. The largest market that we have covered thus far, we had six billboards in Los Angeles last year.
Okay, and they stayed up for like 5 or 6 weeks, is that correct?
No, the ones in Los Angeles, I wish we could have afforded 5 or 6 weeks. The ones in Los Angeles were for 1 week. They went up, they were for 1 week. That's a very expensive market, and we're so small. So I'm really glad and thankful that we have this opportunity to be on InfoWars, because it helps to get the word out. And our goal, as I was saying, my goal initially as a mother was just to try to educate my local market. Evansville has about 150,000 people in the metro area, and we're a tri-state, so we have a lot of rural communities and smaller communities in Kentucky and Illinois that are also dependent on our newspaper. It's the only major source of news for a lot of families, and for them to misrepresent the truth about vaccines and education and schools, children being able to go to schools, was just unacceptable to me. So my goal was, again, just to put up billboards, because they weren't going to do it. And so I asked my Facebook friends to help me. I got some amazing help from an angel named Max.
We hear you. Go ahead.
Max is a little boy, or was a little boy. He was 22 months old when he died as a result of vaccine injuries. And thanks to Max and his father, I was able to raise enough money in 24 hours to put up the billboards in Evansville, which, interestingly, the total fee for that was $1,984. It was $1,984.
Phenomenal coincidence. Folks out there, you have to appreciate this. Marcy, and certainly I was participating, Marcy was raising money through Facebook from other parents to put up billboards around the country to give parents the information that should by any responsible public authority have been provided them without this sort of absurd participation by the parents. It's just incredible that putting in five, ten bucks at a time from how many people, and once in a while getting a larger donation, be able to put up the monies here. I, for instance, funded the first one here, and I believe I was repaid by some of it, at least, from monies that were given to VaxTruth.org. And that's why VaxTruth.org started. I want to go back to just one issue of trust. And indeed, that the vaccine myth and issue of trust is dedicated to issues of trust. That is, we should expect, we do expect, as parents, as grandparents, we demand that our public health authorities, that our school systems, that our doctors, that the CDC, that the AEP, that the folks at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia be honest with us and give all the information that is due a parent under the precept of informed consent.
Exactly. Informed consent is a huge issue, and I'd like to touch on that just for a minute.
Please do.
We were talking about, as Alex was talking about, vaccines injuries, and I mentioned that my daughter, the thing that precipitated this for me was my daughter's vaccine injury. It was very significant. It happened within the last vaccine injury for her was within 3 hours of receiving a Tdap vaccine, and she had a grand mal seizure. She fell off the bed and hit her head. She stopped breathing while I held her head in my hands. Thankfully, she was resuscitated. And we went to the hospital in an ambulance. And while we were in the ambulance, I called our family doctor who had given her the vaccine. And I called his office and I said, I want this reported to VAERS, Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, as a vaccine injury. We went to the hospital. They knew it was a vaccine injury. I told them what had happened. It was months later that I realized that it had not been reported. When I called my doctor's office, I said, you know, why didn't you report this? And they said, well, you didn't bring her back here. They said, we didn't have to report it because you didn't bring her back here. I said, I didn't bring her back there because she stopped breathing. We went to the hospital in an ambulance. And so they said, well, it was the hospital that should have reported it. So I called the hospital and I said, well, why didn't you report it? And they said, well, we didn't administer the vaccine. The administering physician should have reported it.
So the hot potato showed up.
Exactly. So I called VAERS. I called the Health and Human Services and the VAERS office. And I asked the woman who answered the phone, I said, so whose responsibility is it to report vaccine injuries. And she said, well, either one. And I told her the situation. She said, either one should have reported. And I said, well, isn't that mandatory according to the law? And she said, yes. And I said, so what are the consequences when physicians fail to report? And she said, well, there are no consequences. I said, that's not a law. If there are no consequences, that's a suggestion. That's not a law.
Absolutely.
So, for this reason, because it's not enforced and there are no consequences, the number of vaccine injuries, the percentage is somewhere estimated to be between 1 and 10%, and it's probably between 1 and 2% of vaccine injuries that are reported. So when you're talking about informed consent for vaccination requires that you have the information that you need in order to make an accurate risk-benefit analysis.
Right, and for your own child.
If we don't have the information about how common vaccine injuries are, because there is no consequence for there are no consequences for physicians who fail to report them, even in situations where the vaccine clearly is the cause of the injury, as in it happened within hours or minutes. You know, there are times when a child gets a vaccination and falls dead in the doctor's office, and the doctors don't report it as a vaccine injury. Well, that's just a coincidence.
Yeah,
you know, and the kid could have died anyway.
It should be indictable.
And until that is until that law is enforced, we don't have the information we need to make accurate risk benefit analyses. If we can't make accurate risk benefit analyses, then we don't have informed consent, which
right.
means we are being coerced, we are being lied to, and we are making decisions that are uninformed. As parents, we're making decisions that are uninformed because through no fault of our own, and we're simultaneously being told you have to do this or your kid can't go to school. And in some cases, we're being told parents are being threatened by physicians, by pediatricians. They go to the pediatrician's office, and the pediatrician says, if you don't comply, I'm going to call CPS. Those threats are happening every day, and in some cases, they're following through on those threats. Parents are scared. They're scared to the point where they're not even taking their kids to the doctor because doctors are threatening them with taking their kids away. And this is happening not only with vaccines at the one end of the spectrum. What I was trying to say is we've got kids whose parents already have vaccine-injured children, and they've learned their lesson, and they've done their research. And so now they have new children, and they're trying to find doctors to cover their care, just their basic care. And they can't take them to pediatricians because pediatricians are firing them from practice, so they're leaving them without care. And that's against the AAP's own statement, their own policy. But it's happening all the time. So parents are left trying to find doctors. Now they've got kids who are vaccine injured and have serious medical problems, and their children are not being treated for those medical problems. These children who have autism diagnoses and who have gastrointestinal problems and who have immune system problems and who have all of these systemic train wreck issues, their parents are scared to take them to the doctors because doctors are turning these parents in to CPS because they're refusing treatment. This is what's happening right now in Chicago with a young man named Alex Sportalakis, whose mother has been trying for almost 4 weeks now to get him adequate treatment for his gastrointestinal problems. The doctors aren't treating his gastrointestinal problems. He's been had vomiting and diarrhea, has been stuck for almost 2 weeks in the ER department without ever going to a room, chained to a bed because he's aggressive. He's 14 years old. He's nonverbal. He has autism. And his gastrointestinal problems, diarrhea and vomiting, he hasn't even been evaluated for that.
And of course he's aggressive. He has terrible, terrible physical problems. Of course he's aggressive.
He's in pain.
He can't express himself. He's 14 years old. He's probably strong. And so he's presenting a problem. But the problem is that they are not dealing with what you, Marcy, and eventually we'll get into this, what you are beginning to deal with, which is the fact that all these sensory process disorders, autism, all of these neurological disorders can be treated. They are medical problems. They are not genetic problems. They are medical problems.
It's not mental. It's physical.
I'll go to one of the issues of trust we had on the vaccine myth and issue of trust. When we had Dr. Wakefield on, I was quick to bring him into the arena that he loves, because what folks don't realize is there's all the hullabaloo about the supposed ethical charges against Dr. Wakefield. His license was removed. Indeed, it was. But what no one tells you, when we'll be back in just a few seconds, there will be a break soon. And when we come back, I'll tell you what it is that no one told you that should have been trumpeted internationally on headlines everywhere, because that's the news that came out of that experiment that should have been told and wasn't. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
Sing it, Willie. Okay, you are listening to the Alex Jones Show. We're in the fourth Overdrive Hour. Alex's websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and you can watch everything live at PrisonPlanet.tv. I am Sean Siegel. I am the host of the weekly radio/internet show, The Vaccine Myth and Issue of Trust. I'm here with Marcy Piper-Turry. She is a researcher extraordinaire. She's the mom of a vaccine-damaged daughter, and she is the founder and director of VaxTruth.org. Before I go back to the Dr. Wakefield issue I was going to cover, let me talk one moment about VAERS, Marcy spoke to just a few minutes ago. Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System was set up with the legislation in, I believe it was 1974, that took the liability for vaccine damage out of the hands of the vaccine manufacturers. It ostensibly is a recording mechanism that is essential, otherwise they wouldn't have set it up. It's supposed to record and monitor all of those longer-term reactions, the adverse reactions to vaccines. At the moment, there are over 5,000 reported suspected vaccine-associated deaths in the VAERS system. There are something like 7,000 permanent injuries. There are close to 10,000 hospitalizations, and in the tens of thousands of prolonged hospitalizations and trips to the emergency room. Doctors will tell you, and public health officials will tell you, that in regards to those VAERS reports, that correlation doesn't equal causation. Well, strictly speaking, that is true. But ethically speaking, it is not. A correlation, as we all know, both by common sense and by the definition of correlation, is a relationship not expected to exist on the basis of chance alone. It's not expected, statistically speaking, to be a coincidence. When you put on top of that the fact that, as Marcia said before, and the Journal of the American Medical Association printed years ago in one of their articles, it was the conclusion of a study that was 1% of actual serious adverse vaccine reactions ever get reported. So what's the possibility that how many deaths actually have occurred from vaccines? 5,000 are listed as suspected. And you have to assume, if you're going to make an assumption at all, because of the nature of correlation, you have to assume, unless you have proof to the contrary, in every particular instance, that every one of those is indeed causally related to the vaccines.
Sean, I'd like to just say, too, that when you're talking about deaths from vaccines, the hepatitis B vaccine alone, which is a vaccination for that, hepatitis B is a sexually transmitted disease. It's transmitted the same way as other sexually transmitted diseases that are bloodborne illnesses. It's through sex and through sharing of needles. There is absolutely no rationale for giving hepatitis B vaccine to infants, particularly if their mothers are not positive for hepatitis B.
Right, and women are screened.
You know, they know if the mother's positive or not. But the hepatitis B vaccine alone, there's the last time I looked, and it's been a while, I think it was December the last time I looked at it, but there were more than 800 deaths in infants under the age of 3. And most of those, 90-something percent of those, were in infants under the age of 6 months. And right. Those are deaths that have been reported from the hepatitis B vaccine. The other thing I want to say about that is, there was, and I haven't been able to find this article again, but I remember it's been a while back, but there was an article that was written by a former emergency room physician, and he was a practicing physician, I think, for about 20 years, and he wrote this article that stated that during the time when he was an emergency room physician, he never once made a report to VAERS for vaccine injury. After leaving the emergency room and learning about vaccine injuries, and I'm not sure how he learned about them, because doctors aren't taught what vaccine injury looks like. They're not taught to look for it. They're not taught to report it. They're not none of that. So I'm not sure if it was a personal experience or what it was. But after he left the emergency room and learned what vaccine injuries really looked like, in his article he stated that looking back in hindsight, he could have made at least one or two reports per week. to this.
That's incredible. I mean, you can't even begin to add up. And that's only one person working in one particular room, and there are hundreds, thousands of those nationwide. Okay, we hear the music. We're coming up to another break for a few minutes. When we get back, we'll get back into the Wakefield and into the good news. And this will bring us back into Marcy's current interests. This is InfoWars.com, the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officers said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain.
To see if I could still feel. That certainly goes to all those kids who are suffering from autism and similar neurological disorders as a result of vaccine damage. Once again, you're listening to the Overdrive Hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Sean Siegel. I'm a host of the Vaccine Myth and Issue of Trust. I'm here with Marcella Piper-Turry. Marcy is the founder and director of VaxTruth.org. I'll sum up the VAERS with one sentence. Correlation does not equal causation, but correlation does imply causation. But we have, Marcy, one long and one short segment left here. So let's get into the positive side. In these last few weeks, the last month or so, on the vaccine myth and issue of trust, we've been trying to go into positive issues of trust as opposed to all those others that are unfortunately so readily available to grab, which is the issues of trust where the CDC and all those other public authorities are misinforming us or disinforming us or almost always suppressing, just simply not informing us and giving us the information that we as parents and grandparents demand from our public health authorities. But back to Dr. Wakefield. When Dr. Wakefield and the crew, he worked with 12 other people at the Royal Free Hospital in London, they diagnosed, they examined 12 kids, all of whom were autistic and had severe gastrointestinal problems. They found inflamed bowel disease. They actually found the measles virus inhabiting the guts of these kids. What's not told is that when they were treated for the inflammation, the symptoms of autism were ameliorated. Yep. And in some cases, almost miraculously. Kids who hadn't spoken for months or a year or more began speaking. And to me, the most heartening thing about it, and just amazing, is that from all accounts, these kids, if they were, say, 4 years old or 5 years old, and they had stopped speaking when they were three, when they began speaking, began using the words at the level of a 4 or 5 year old.
Right.
The kids were growing internally. The kids were intellectually developing, while to the outside world, they had disappeared. And Marcy, you need to take the floor, ma'am, because you are now studying to be a biomedical consultant. And I'd like for you to tell the folks exactly all the good news about how autism and other neurological disorders can be treated.
Okay. Okay, well, I have been a biomedical consultant since 2007.
I should correct you.
that's okay. I've been a biomedical consultant since 2007. I applied to take the clinical training through Defeat Autism Now, which is a branch of the Autism Research Institute in San Diego, which is started by the wonderful, amazing Bernie Rimland. I applied to take the clinical training because I live in an area of the country where there really wasn't, there was no access to Defeat Autism Now doctors or those who were practicing the biomedical approach to autism and the treatment of autism. And I was allowed to attend. I had to submit letters of recommendation and that kind of thing. So prior to that, I was already doing biomedical interventions. Before I ever knew that biomedical interventions existed or what they were called, I was researching and learning about orthomolecular medicine and orthomolecular psychiatry. And I was in a private practice, a psychiatry private practice, and was treating, you know, it was pretty standard, not standard by any means. It was not standard by any means. Very comprehensive, very holistic practice, a wellness center. And we were treating patients. Of course, the psychiatrist does use, you know, psychotropic medications, but we also treated with fish oil and with probiotics and with digestive enzymes. And we did functional medicine labs and looked at nutritional deficiencies and gastrointestinal problems. We looked at food allergies. We ordered food allergy profiles for our patients. We looked at we did comprehensive digestive stool analyses, all of those things before I ever went to the DAN training. So I had a really good baseline in that. And saw amazing results when those issues were addressed. After I attended the training, that's when I went out on my own and became a biomedical consultant, and was working. What I would do is I would meet with parents and their children. I have a 20-page developmental history form that I ask people to fill out, and then would work with their family physicians, I would make recommendations based on the family history, based on the child's individual medical history, based on the parent report of the child's development, and taking all of those things. And most important, spending an average of about 3 hours with the parent, with the child, listening and learning from what the parent had to say about their child.
Right.
Because the parent is the expert of the about the child. No doctor who walks into an exam room with a patient, with a parent, with a child who has serious, complex, system-wide problems, no doctor is going to understand in 3 minutes or less what's going on with that kid.
Right. The expert is the parent.
Exactly. You have to listen. And you if you can't put your own ego in your own... If you walk into an exam room and you think you know what's going on, then you know what's going to come of that. That's ridiculous. So at any rate, what I would do is I work with families and with their physicians, which is not always easy because it's difficult to find physicians that are willing to listen, willing to think outside the box, and willing to work with someone who is not a licensed physician. So that can be a challenge in itself, but it's not an insurmountable challenge. And children get better; they get better, and they get amazingly better. And you know, it's kind of like when you get a tune-up for your car. You know, I mean, you can put gas in your car, but if there's no oil in it, it's not going to run right. If there's no fluid in it, it's not going to run right. You have to assess all of those things in order for it to run. And that's, you know, kind of a very simplified way of looking at what biomedical is. And so it is very exciting. It's also very frustrating because the mainstream medical model is the norm. Children's needs are being ignored because they have an autism diagnosis. And when I think what is so heartbreaking for so many of us this week, as we learned about what was going on with Alex at Loyola Medical Center, Loyola University Medical Center in Chicago, so many of us have been through biomedical interventions with our children. It's very costly in many cases. It doesn't necessarily have to be, and there's a lot that parents can do without a physician. There are ways to get labs ordered, and there are some really good labs that can help to decrease the stabbing in the dark kind of thing, the, you know, trial and error sort of stuff. There's some really good comprehensive labs.
What's the best way for parents who may be, or grandparents, relatives who may be listening and are getting interested in the fact that there is a positive side to this, that such neurological damage can be treated successfully, for them to locate biomedical consultation?
Well, that is becoming a problem, actually. It's not as easy to find doctors who are willing to pursue this anymore, because the more children are injured and the more parents are refusing vaccines and the more people are looking for doctors to help their children, the more the pharmaceutical industry is striking back. There are doctors throughout the United States who've been helping these children who have been targeted. There's actually, I've not seen this, but there are rumors, and I think they're true, that there's a list. It's a hit list of doctors, and they systematically are doing the same thing to these doctors that they did to Dr. Wakefield. The goal is to take away their medical license and to discredit them and to shut them down, because it's about money. It's not about helping these kids. It's about money.
Right.
And so it is very difficult. I'm actually in a pretty good position because I don't treat children, and I just review their histories, and based on their histories and their family histories and that kind of thing, I work with physicians who are willing to work with me. What we do is we don't treat autism, because there is no medical treatment for autism. That would be against the standard medical model, and you can't go against the standard medical model, because
no,
that gets you in trouble.
Right.
So what you do is you look at what the symptoms are, and then you order the labs based on those symptoms. And then when you get the labs back that confirm the presence of these medical issues, you treat the medical issues. And when you treat the medical issues, the body heals. And when the body heals, an amazing thing happens. Nutrients start being absorbed by the gastrointestinal system. And when nutrients start being absorbed by the gastrointestinal system, then there are the building blocks in place for neurotransmitters to be formed. Because neurotransmitters are not formed in the brain. They're not, believe it or not, neurotransmitters don't start in the brain. They start in the gut.
Okay.
And if the gut is damaged, then the gut can't produce the building blocks for neurotransmitters, so the brain doesn't work right. So autism is not a brain disease. Autism is a body illness. Autism is the behavioral manifestations of a body systems-wide body illness. When you treat the body, you address the illness, then the brain starts working the way it's supposed to, and the manifestations of autism, quote unquote, disappear.
And that is such wonderful news, and that's what should be broadcast and trumpeted internationally, and is through shows such as this, is Alex's show, and we certainly appreciate this opportunity from Alex to provide the message to everybody. And as with Dr. Wakefield, I have to mention too, it wasn't only the ability to speak that came back to these kids who, after being treated for their bowel inflammations, began improving and their symptoms of autism began to disappear. They began to sleep at night when they hadn't slept for a long time. They began to recognize and bond with their parents and their siblings, whom they had not recognized or bonded with for years in some cases, where, I mean, you actually got the personal, familial recognition and bond back.
Absolutely.
Just by dealing with their gut.
Right. I want to tell you something about you're saying about bonding. The first child that I treated, I'll try to make this short, but the first child that I treated who had an autism diagnosis was actually referred to me for neuropsychological evaluation, which is something else I did, one of the other hats I wore. Her mother brought her to me because she's 13 years old. She was aggressive toward others in the school environment, and the school was saying she can't come here anymore. She's going to have to go to an inpatient hospital setting where she can stay for the rest of her schooling. She's 13 years old. She had an moderate mental retardation at that time. That's what they called it. Now it's moderate mental handicap. With an IQ that was estimated to be in the 50s. She was nonverbal at that time. Her mother brought her to me because she wanted me to test her. The first three or four times that I met with them, the first time I had to jump back pretty quick because I almost got hit in the face with a fist. The second time I didn't get that close, but she was absolutely not going to work with me. It was, you know, hands across the chest and no, we're not doing this. So after the third or fourth time, I just told the mom, I said, you know, I hate to keep taking your money because I don't know that I can help you. I mean, I can't test if she's not going to participate.
Cooperate.
Which is why, that's why children with autism, quote unquote, get diagnosed as having mental handicaps, because the tests that are being used are very heavily weighted for language and for attention and motivation. And if they're not cooperating and they can't cooperate, they can't communicate with you, then they end up with these scores that make them look like they're mentally handicapped, and they're not. Some of these kids are absolutely brilliant, and a lot of them are. Well, what happened anyway was after the fourth time, mom says, you know, I'm going to keep bringing her because I think you can help her. So I said, well, let's go sit down and go over the, you know, we're missing something here. Let's go over the developmental history. So we started looking at it, and I said, okay, tell me about the constipation. How bad is this? She said, well, it's pretty bad. We've been to the hospital four times for impactions. And I was like, oh, my gosh, you know, okay. So sometimes she goes for up to a month without having a bowel movement. The doctor says, but the pediatrician says, well, some kids, that's normal. That is not normal. Having a bowel movement once a week or, you know, once every 2 weeks or even once every two or three days is not normal. That's not normal. That's the way the body clears itself of toxins.
Right.
So
that's your immune system working. That is the everyday workings of the immune system at play.
To clear toxins. Exactly.
Clear toxins. And eventually we'll get into that too. That it turns out that one of the more egregious acts of the vaccine industry is to slander disease. Disease is simply the extension of the everyday working of the immune system when the toxicity, which needs to be removed from the body, has grown too great for the daily machination to accomplish. And right. And at that point, the body takes advantage of whatever viruses or bacteria are available. It begins an infection. The infection gets rid of the toxicity, which, as one of the doctors we've spoken to on the show says, is a dirty word, basically, in medical language, because you can't be specific with it. You can't give it a drug. You can't right. charge for it. But right. but there it is. That's what happens. It's not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence that every time you've been sick in your life, you got well. The question is, and you think about it, and it's a fascinating question, did you get well in spite of the disease, or did you get well because of the disease? That's where we ended up going with our issues of trust, was basically trust in Mother Nature. And what you are doing, Marcy, is fantastic, and all the other people like you who are working in this around the country and around the world, because you're learning to support Mother Nature in her support of the immune system and allow it to do its job.
If I can just finish really quick, Sean, I want to tell you what happened with this girl.
Do it.
I sent Mom home after when we talked about the constipation. I sent her home with a protocol to clear out this kid's GI tract, to clear the constipation. And we scheduled a 4-week follow-up. I told her, I said, I don't know if this is going to work. This is the first, I've done this with my kids, but this is what I want you to do. So I sent her home. 2 weeks later, the physician I was working with says, oh, I heard from Mom today. The girl who you were testing, the one that's not verbal, she's talking.
Oh.
And 2 weeks later, she came back. She met me at the bottom of the elevator as I was going out to take my little dog for a break. She met me at the elevator. She's standing there with her hands on her hips, and she looks at me. She says, I'm ready to cooperate.
All right, hang on.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a
year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Okay, we're in the last segment. This is a short segment, Marcy. We've just got a few minutes. We'll be wrapping up here in our Overdrive Hour on the Alex Jones Show. Again, Alex's sites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and of course you can watch his shows live at PrisonPlanet.tv. I just want to say that there's no reason to fear disease. For those of you out there who are still vaccinating, perhaps, there's no reason to. The industry works on fear. They have morphed what used to be by the middle of the 20th century considered just rites of passage, medical rites of passage. Chickenpox, mumps, measles have been turned into the plague when they are simply, for any child that has a modicum of health, of general health and immune system health, they are no problem recovering from those diseases. And they are rites of passage. The immune system actually strengthens through use, like any system.
Exactly. It's like, you know, what we have done as a society to our children through vaccination for things like measles and chickenpox is we are denying their immune systems the experience that the immune system needs in order to strengthen. When every time the immune system fights off an illness and fights off a disease, it becomes stronger, and then it is more able to respond in the future to similar types of illnesses.
Right.
And so this is why we have epidemics of cancers, in addition to the fact that we're injecting so many toxins and disease fragments and foreign DNA into our children's bodies, that's triggering autoimmune disease, allergies, asthma, childhood cancers, it's criminal what we as a society and those who are in charge in the society have done to our children.
Absolutely. It's cruel.
Iatrogenic illness. It is iatrogenic illness, and it is caused by vaccines.
Absolutely. It's cruel and unusual punishment. Do not fear disease. And vaccination is not immunization.
No.
Very basic. Vaccination, if anything, is autoimmunization, because the immune system is indeed the infectious disease. The immune system is located in the gut, respiratory tract, eyes, nose, throat, some on your skin. It's where Mother Nature, over the eons, has expected every human to be introduced to pathogens. You're going to be inhaled or ingested. They're not going to be put into the muscles of your arm and bypass the immune system. The immune reaction is not just antibodies. That's what they use to judge efficacy of vaccination, is antibodies. There are millions of people who are immune, which means low susceptibility to specific infections, who are immune without any antibody production whatsoever, that after their exposure to the particular potentially infectious agent, their immune system reacted on the other level, on the cellular level, and that was enough to give them the immunity they needed. The antibody is not indicative necessarily at all of immunity. And by bypassing the immune system, it induces, it triggers a bastardized reaction. It is not a full immune reaction because it's not being inhaled or ingested or on your skin. And you end up with chronic diseases such as Marcy was mentioning, chronic illnesses and autoimmune disorders, asthma, lupus in some cases. I mean, they are potentially catastrophic. Okay, Marcy, we're coming down to the end. They just said that we got 30 seconds. Marcy?
I was just going to say there's a really great video on the Vax Truth website called We Need to Talk.
Okay.
And that video goes through exactly what you were just talking about, Sean.
Definitely. VaxTruth.org and the Vaccine Myth and Issue of Trust. Okay? This is the Alex Jones Show. Sure appreciate the opportunity, Alex. Y'all take care.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.